92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning and welcome to the Monica J Show at 884-9910. It's Tuesday. What have you got on your mind? Wow, I got a lot of stuff stuck in here. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. You can send me a note anytime you want. Anytime. Started at 6 a.m. this morning. I started getting my messages, and there's a lot of them. So we'll go through some interesting things going on in the entire country. In the sake of your well-being, your child's well-being, and how they grow up. Think about how you grew up. Was it rough and tumble? You got your scrapes, your scratches. You get up and your mom or dad would say, walk it off. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Or did you trip over your own feet and scrape your knee and your parents like, oh my God, are you okay? Oh my goodness. And then wrap you in bubble wrap. That, I think, is one of the big definitions of then and now. Don't know if you've seen the news or not, but kids just can't even be kids. I've thought about this a lot, and I would not want to be a kid in this day and age, you know, like 13 and younger. Yeah, 19 and younger. Would not. You can't be kids with the education. Doing all the sexually explicit stuff and making them grow up so fast. Now, you can't even have a fun toy. Here in the name of safety, Nerf came along. You want to throw a ball around, and if you get hit in the head, it's no big deal. It's a Nerf. My brother would actually try throwing Nerfs as hard as he could at me when they first came out. Of course, he was more of an adult when that happened, so. We have a complicated relationship. We love each other. Every time something comes out, people think, oh, never had that. I wish I had that as a kid. That looks fun. And then we start playing with the toys anyway. We had BB guns and mud that we'd turn into those little innocuous mud pies, but we'd stick rocks in them just to make it a little bit more interesting. Snowballs, same thing. Now, because of a consumer protection group, out of New York. Go figure. Wonder who's funding them. Nerf guns are problematic because if they shoot more than one bullet, it's teaching kids to be okay with automatic weapons. What? Yeah. So this consumer advocacy group doesn't want parents buying them. They want to tone back the advertising. It is just so incredible actually going to the company, Hasbro. And they want them to just stop making assault-style toy weapons altogether. This is so hard to deal with. How many kids get to play with their parents and just have so much fun? And yet, that's wrong. You can't play cowboys and Indians. It started way back with the metal cap guns. Oh, can't have caps because that's like a little explosive. Kids get hurt. They smell gunpowder. That just triggers the brain. Can't have plastic guns. Got to put a cap in it so it proves that it's not a real firearm because they look so realistic. Can't have those laser looking ones because that's still pointing something at somebody. The consumer group says the Hasbro commercial pushes families to buy bigger guns with more ammunition. Really? Buy educational toys and reading materials as holiday gifts.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You know, Ralphie, if you shoot your eye out, you got a problem because your arms are way too long to turn that thing around and shoot your eye out. Okay, ricochet, I get it. So please, for the sake of the children, if you're supporting any of those toy drives or anything like that, only buy educational toys and books. And then let's see how the kids start to react. I was around real guns as a child because my mother was law enforcement and my father was a hunter. And I was taught from a very young age, you do not touch that. And let me show you why. Education, saw what they did. You know, you'd think Bambi would be an educational film for kids. Get them started. But no, can't show Bambi's mom being hunted. We have a major problem in this country, and it's not the dumbing down of society. Saw the other day, the Washoe County School District was so excited because, you know, they had this good report. Well, let me tell you, that report doesn't matter when it comes to the education and the standards of the world compared to the standards of Washoe County. We are giving kids diplomas that can't go to the next level. There should be no remedial classes in college, whether it be math, reading. That should be the standard to get your diploma. And I'll talk about that more in the next segment with an email from Katie Holland to QOL. It's not the dumbing down of our kids that I'm so concerned about. Is the sensitizing them. To the point that Well, the world's going to end in 10 years. What are we down to, 8 now? They're not going to know what it feels like to get hit in the arm with a Nerf. They're going to fall over themselves, skin a knee, and sue the person who laid that concrete, because that's the education they're getting. They're not getting the world education to stand up for themselves, to fight for what they believe in, to take a punch, to, if you get knocked down, you get back up and you keep fighting. All in the name of your protection. My family protected me. I don't need a consumer group worrying about what toys I play with. I had parents for that. I had a mother to say no to the sugar cereals and fix me breakfast when I was a kid. And then when I became a teenager, it's go fix it yourself. You know how to do this. Isn't that incredible? I had parents and I had grandparents. These consumer protection groups are going way too far and have way too much control over the politicians who insert themselves into your lives. And they are in everything. And I mean everything. They are influencing the food you can and cannot eat. They're influencing the toys your children can and cannot play with. Isn't that your decision? Aren't you the one who is supposed to be parenting your child, your grandchildren, your foster kids? It's intrusion. And it's another way to infiltrate society to make us all dependent on someone else, something else, such as the government. Just a thought. We'll be back with more on the Washoe County School District and school districts near you and the standards that we just laugh at. I'm not mean. I'm realistic. No, I'm not a heel. Toys are supposed to be fun. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to send me an email. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's at.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show at 884-9910. Love to hear from you today on this beautiful Tuesday. So it's a little bit more overcast. It's what's in your heart and what you want to make of it. 884-9910. It is so interesting. Perception. Perception, perception, perception. And knowing the fact that your elected representatives will tell you what they want you to believe, to understand. And it's just really hard to believe that people put this out there. You know, I don't understand how some people get elected to office and they want to just be elected representatives. Contrary to your assertions, the Washoe County School District has been rated in the top 18% of districts nationally in one independent peer-reviewed study that the top 22% nationwide in another. And sadly, you ascribe an intention to ignore concerns of dozens of our 4,000 educators when you refuse to accept the documented evidence that we are way ahead of you in both soliciting feedback and acting on it since the departure of our previous superintendent, who, as you know, was terminated for cause. He should have been terminated long before that. And you persist in reporting that WCSD ACT, that's ACT scores, decline when of the 17 states that mandate the ACT for all students, including those who have no intention of ever attending college, and some who are students with IEPs that are in general education classes, Nevada was the only state that improved ACT scores, albeit only slightly. And finally, yes, I worked in a public high school as a college and career counselor at North Tahoe High School while completing my master's in counseling through the College of Education at UNR in the late 70s. That is from Katie Simon Holland. So the one thing that I pick up in here is she hasn't gotten the latest numbers because we're back down to 51st. And the other fact is that out of all of the surveys out there, and these are the ones they tout, two surveys by peer-reviewed study, not independent, not people who will look at things objectively, 18% and 22% nationwide. These are the studies that they cling to at the Washoe County School District. Do you consider a counselor a teacher? I don't. I consider a counselor more mental health, talking with students, not being in a classroom. Teachers are our education system. They're not the backbone. They are the education system. Teachers are the ones who see the kids every single day, not counselors. Do schools even have counselors anymore? Or is that something that's gone by the wayside too? I don't know. I'm not in school. But it is the teacher, the one who is there in an overcrowded classroom, the one who is being spit on, the one who is being talked back to? The one who is getting hit. The one who has absolutely no recourse whatsoever. And kids know that. Now I'm going to, not now, after the break, I'm going to tell you why she sent that response to QOL of Reno. And the survey that they did, where teachers actually speak up. 884-9910. I want to know what your district is like, because it's probably just like this. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, home of Fox News.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, that's one way. Or the Monica J Show. Your live and local FM talk show, so you can call it your talk show, because it's whatever you want to talk about. I just want to point out a couple of things about our school district here, the leadership behind it, and where you have to be cautious. QOL Reno, Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org, conducted a survey where they sent out over 3,000 questionnaires to teachers in the Washoe County School District and asked them to be honest. And, of course, they got the typical plants. But then they got some answers from teachers who will remain anonymous that let it go. Hold it like it is. And it's pretty incredible the way that the district, those in charge, react to the survey that was done from outside of the district to the surveys they say they do inside the district. I want you to think about your work. If your boss gave you an anonymous survey, would you be out and out, down and dirty, nitty gritty, 100% honest? Or would you have that feeling in your mind, or that thought that, well, it says anonymous, but they're going to know who I am. They're going to know by either the writing, by what I say. So I'll just put this down so I can keep my job, because I don't want to make any waves. I wish we had more teachers who wanted to make waves. I wish we had more teachers that wanted to fix things and not just worry about if they were going to have a job or not. I mean, don't you get into teaching because of the kids? Isn't it for the betterment of the kids? Every teacher that I've spoken with that has gotten out of the Washoe County School District, they don't have good things to say. Maybe I run with a different group of people, but I have a tendency to, when someone is standing before me telling me their story, to believe what they're saying. Maybe I'm naive. But there are some pretty incredible stories coming out about the overwhelming number of severe behavior problems with no district support or help. I've received scratches and bumps, no significant injuries. Kids who have anger issues, throw chairs, punch, kick. And that's not even in the special education kids classes. I was assaulted by a parent. And the district did not press charges. My face was severely battered and I suffered temporary vision loss. I was hit with a wooden spoon. I was bit and punched. Students wield scissors as knives, throw sharpened pencils, tables, equipment, and other school materials. I had a fellow teacher get punched in the eye. I've been kicked by a student while breaking up a fight. I was punched in the face and had to seek OSHA doctor treatment when I intervened in a fight. I have been punched to the ground, had the wind knocked out of me, stabbed with scissors, choked, slapped, bitten, and sexually harassed. Nothing ever happens. They, the administration, just don't care. Increased graduation rates have come at the cost of decreased rigor. As a teacher, the quality of what I do is never assessed. The only thing the district cares about is how many students are passing. If too many students are failing, the teacher comes under heavy criticism. So in order to take the pressure off of failures, standards are lowered. And we see that. We know that that is true because of the fact that kids are having to take remedial classes when they want to enter college. We have to fix this system because this is what we are allowing to be put out in competition with the world. You would not see things like this happening in other countries. Students are no longer required to take an exit exam like the high school proficiency or end of course to show that they have acquired the requisite knowledge. It's easy to increase graduation rates if it is based on credits, therefore grades alone. These are just a few teacher responses. Let's go to the gentleman who actually took the survey. I talked to him yesterday about the homeless issue. Why are we talking to him about the school issue? Well, because he wants to make the quality of life here in Reno better for all of us. And if we don't have kids graduating and going into a system, an adult system, they're not going to get anywhere, and we are the ones who are going to suffer. So let's welcome Paul White to the show of Quality of Life Reno. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Monica.
So in the responses that you got from teachers, this is pretty scary. And I don't think that I don't think the residents of this community, of Washoe County, really understand what the teachers are going through that they can't talk about.
Yeah, they have no idea, Monica. If they did, they'd walk out until it changed this morning. As you know, I had a back and forth last night with the president of the school board, Katie Holland. And as you know, she continues to deny and make excuses for the state of the schools. But what I didn't share with her, Monica, and what it boils down to is just individual children, right? So last week I had a mother call me, has a ninth grade child, and she was concerned that things are just not right. The child's like failing her ninth grade classes. So she asked, we could assess her and see how her skills are. So we brought the child over for about an hour or two and assessed her skills. And she's in ninth grade, Monica, and the skills are about third grade, which makes her 6 years behind. Now here's the kicker. And for the last 9 years, the mother, you know, it's like the working poor, you know, go to work before school opens, work until after school's closed, just trust that the schools are telling you the truth. Here's what they've told that mother for 9 years. Your child is doing great.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, Paul. And I go down to this one part in your survey. And the teachers responding, I feel so bad for, because they really don't have a voice.
Yeah.
Sadly, I've watched WCSD go downhill my entire career. Furthermore, our high school received a star for having the high AP enrollment. Students were pressured to take AP classes, even though the classes were not appropriate for their skill levels. What was most beneficial for the students was ignored, all to make the numbers look good. And here's the best part. Thank you so very much for providing us this platform. Best of luck. That really sums it up there, Paul, is teachers don't have a platform to be honest with the school board, with the people who are interim superintendents, because they're the same people, especially with the interim superintendent, McNeil. She has been part of the problem.
Right.
How do you fix that, Paul?
Well, for starters, any parent or grandparent, anyone with a child, needs to realize that for years, WCSD schools have ranked absolute last or 49th or 50th every year in the same, for like going on, I think this is year number 11. If you attend a school in Washoe, anywhere in Nevada, but including Washoe, your child ranks as having the lowest possibility for success of any child in America. You saw what the teacher said about the behavior being out of control. The first thing they can do, Monica, is to withdraw the child from school, fill out the affidavit to homeschool them, which, thank God, still offers them a million different ways they can go. If they have any questions about what all their options are, give us a call and realize that if that child just simply sat home and raked the yard and cleaned the house and took some online instruction and behave themselves, they would be light years ahead of where they're going to be being sent to a Washoe school
until we get different leadership. But, Paul, 18%. They rank in the top 18% of districts nationally in one independent peer-reviewed study.
Right. What do they do, Monica? You've got two gold standards in assessing performance and education in the nation. One is, it's called Editorial Projects in Education. They're the publishers of Education Week. And an annual survey called Something for Success. But it's where they rank in every possible way, every school district in the entire United, every state and district in the entire country. This is the gold standard. This is the one that WCSD says no, you know, that it's not really right. Then you have the ACT test, the federal test, that local districts can't tamper with. This is the one that colleges go with. Again, that's the one that 90% of our kids don't show being capable to take any class in college. And again, Washoe schools argue that, no, that's, they explain it away. What they go with is some socialist in some college writes a paper where instead of weighing grades based on what you know, what they do is they say, well, what race are you? How poor were you? What traumas have you had? And well, if we weigh it this way, actually, your grades are really good. Well, when you go to get a job, the problem is your employer doesn't want to know what your sociological statistics are. He or she wants to know if you can do the work. And the answer with our kids would be no.
All right. Hey, Paul, will you stick around for one more segment? I want to keep discussing this.
Certainly.
Stick around. 884-9910. Do you want to ask Paul a question about this, about how your kids are being educated? 884-9910. We'll put you on at the same time. Because Katie Simon Holland won't go up with Paul at the same time. Nobody from the Washoe County School District will accept a $5,000 donation to the charity of their choice and debate Paul in public. We'll talk more about that as well. 884-9910. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show. Jake, thanks for joining us. Paul White's on the line with me right now. We're talking about the Washoe County School District, which, by the way, if you would like to get in on a little ranting and raving, if you know a teacher that just does an outstanding job, go on to Facebook and join WCSD Rants and Raves. It's a page I started, and it is just incredible, some of the things that I learn from parents on that page. And, wow, even to the point where they don't want you keeping your kid home if they're sick because they need those butts in seats. Paul, why is it that you're a thorn in the Washoe County School District's side, in the administration, in the board, but they won't take you up on an offer to debate you in public to where the parents, the community can come and they can listen to answers, listen to excuses of why their kids have to take remedial classes to get into college. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's simple, Monica, because of 7 members on the board, 6 out of 7 have never taught 1 minute of school in their lives, and yet they are making decisions. And the 7th one was a music teacher. We respect music teachers, but it really doesn't resemble traditional teaching. And so here you've got...
When you're in a music class, normally you want to be in that class.
Correct.
It's the history teachers and the math teachers and the English teachers that are, you know, really getting it.
Right. Well, look at the things that the board president there, Ms. Holland, look at the things she didn't challenge, that none of them have any firsthand experience in the class, that 50% now gets a child a C- to pass, that teachers are told they can't fail the kids. They're not arguing any of this, Monica. That none of them have ever had one authentic visitation to see what goes in a school. And what you do is you go to the school as a board member. You say, I'm here. I just want to wander around. I want to go into some classes. Whenever they come over, it's like to see the Washington Day concert or something like that, you know. So the reason they don't want to debate me is I'm a lifelong public educator. I know what I'm talking about. I run schools. I served as a charter school superintendent and a principal numerous places and taught nonstop. I know what I'm talking about, and they don't, and it's as simple as that.
All right. Do your part. As someone in the community who cares about the education system that we're giving our children, and that is contact the Washoe County School District. Contact Paul. say, we need to have this happen. We need to make this happen and get the community involved in this education system. And then all the other counties around it, guess what? Watch it. See what happens and make sure that your county has what it needs to educate kids for the future, for our future that is going on right now. Paul, thank you for you and Valerie and all the hard work that your team does to get this all exposed, because without you, we wouldn't have had this done. So, Paul, thank you. We're going to be back in the next half hour. We're going to talk about the impeachment process and Mr. Comey. Wow, I got some insight on that on 92.3 and 99.1.